Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
Gotta be where you are.
just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome, welcome to Straight to the Point Midnight Hour, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up right after the next song, but a couple of announcements. Hey, the number, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-843-4559. Call-in number, 347-843-4559. We want you to tweet that out, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all points north. If you're not flying your Learjet or driving your Bentley, ladies and gentlemen, put that number out there, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour. God bless you. One more song.
See you.
lily in the valley you are. Bright and morning star you are. Heart seeks us. I can call on you. It's my mind regulated. Hey, my heart seeks us. You are.
Gentlemen, all around the world, you're listening to Straight to the Point. You better give God some praise tonight. Come on now. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we want to open up the lines for Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dr. Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson tonight on Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight to listen to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business radio broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the nations, the government. We are here for you every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, to bring you a Straight to the Point word, to talk about real issues that we are facing in a body of crisis, that we are facing as a nation, that we are facing as a people, as we are facing as a unit. We are here for every single person, because the Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we're here for you every single Monday night to bring you the word, as well as to allow you on our, in our second segment, to allow you to talk about your business, to allow you to promote your business, because it's about the kingdom. It's about us pushing each other, motivating one another, encouraging one another to be all that we can be, to simply win. At the end of the day, we want to win, and we want to win together. How do we win? One person, we don't win with just one person making it, but we win when we all make it, when we all reach the top. That's when we win. We win when all of us reach it, when all of us succeed. When all of us succeed, that's when we win. And so we have the second half of the show. We allow anybody who have a business, whether you have a product, a business, whether you offer a service, whatever it is that you do, we allow you to talk about your business. We give you 1 or 2 minutes, and we spotlight your business. We call it the spotlight business segment. So we give everybody a chance to talk about their business. We also allow anyone to ask for prayer. We allow anyone to comment. We allow anyone to speak. This is a very engaging and interactive show, and that's what I like about the Straight to the Point. We allow you a chance to interact with us, to engage us. We allow you a chance to speak your heart. We don't shun any questions. We don't cut people off, any of those things. We allow you to have your say. We still love you, whether you agree with what we say or not. Amen. Because your voice is just as important as anybody else's. Your voice and your comments and how you feel is very important to us. And not just us, but most importantly, it's important to God. God loves his children. He loves each and every one of you all. You are the apple of his eye, and there's nothing that he wouldn't do for you, his people. And so we are here because of him. I want to give credit to the first song, Tulsa Cox, For Your Glory. We thank God for that powerful song, For Your Glory. And then we want to give credit to Fresh Start on the song Mention, At the Mention of Your Name. Amen. Because the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. So we give glory to the Lord, because he says in the Bible that if he be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. Amen. And so that's what it's all about. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. And so at the mention of his name, the song is so powerful. Both songs are powerful. You know, the first song, she talks about being in his presence, you know. I mean, I'm like her. If the presence of the Lord is not in a place, then I definitely don't want to be there. Because, you know, in his presence, that's where healing is. That's where you get delivered. You get set free. You know, I mean, what's the use of going into a building or going in a surrounding when you don't feel the power of God? You go in and you leave back out the same way. I mean, that defeats the purpose. When you get in the presence of God, you should never be the same. When anybody ever come into the presence of the Almighty God, you should never be the same. There should be a difference. People should be able to see that you've been in the presence of the Lord. Just read the Bible. Look at Moses was up in the mountains. When he came back down, he was a totally different color. His whole complexion changed. And so, I mean, people should be able to see a difference in your life when you say that. When we say that we are Christians, when we say that we represent Christ and that we are ambassadors for Christ and that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, then there ought to be a difference. People should be able to recognize and see that we're different, that there's a difference, that, you know, that we are truly the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen. They should be able to see the difference in us. And so, as Fresh Start said, at the mention of his name, any sickness and disease, it got to go. There's power in the name of Jesus. And I tell people all the time that just invoking the name of Jesus, that's a weapon. That's really one of our weapons. That's one of our weapons. We can invoke his name at any time, in any bad situation, and that thing has to conform and come into compliance to the word of God. Amen. That's right. If you're dealing with a sickness or a disease or some long-term problem, but it has to bow to the name of Jesus. It has to bow to the word of God that says in Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes, guess what? You are healed. So you got to invoke in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, according to his word, I'm healed. And so you have to be able to speak his word, speak it, and then invoke his name in the atmosphere to let the demons know that you serve a God that all you got to do is call on his name and that demon going to flee. Them demons going to tremble. Whatever you got going on, I don't care what it is, whether that's a financial issue, whether you got a way to out, acting up, you need to call on the name of Jesus, you know. And I'll never forget, and this is part of one of my testimonies, when my daughter was sick and she was in a hospital at 15 years old, suffering with a tumor in her brain, and I kept on playing the name of Jesus, the song Jesus, 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 and I kept it on all night long for 31 days, 30 nights, all day long, and miraculously my daughter was healed. And so I tell people that there truly is power in the name of Jesus. That's just one situation. There's just so many that tell you that and be a living witness and stand before you and be proud to declare the name of Jesus, because I know that he's real. I know that it's true, and I know that there truly is power in his name. So many situations, so many times that I've had to call on his name, and he has brought me out. Amen. He had to call on his name when I was in the fire, some fires, and he brought me out of the fire. Amen. Glory. I'm telling you, I had to call on his name when I felt like I was sinking, and he reached deep down and brought me up out of the underneath of the deep waters. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you, there's definitely power in the name of Jesus. So I hope just saying that little segment or just talking about saying those two words that somebody is encouraged on tonight. Somebody is encouraged on tonight to run on and see where the end is going to be. Amen. So I want to take a little time, and I want to give, I want to send up prayers for family members of the casualties in 1000 Oaks, California, that mass shooting. So I want to pray for the family members and pray for the family members and friends. I want us to take a minute to pray for that those family members, those mothers and fathers and sisters and cousins that who are dealing with grief on tonight. We also want to send our prayers to California again. California is burning. My God, all over the place. It's a lot of fires going on, and they still trying to get the fires out. And so we want to pray for those who have lost homes. You know, and a lot of those areas, the people that are losing homes are the wealthy areas, but also it's some people who are losing homes as well that are not so wealthy, who can't rebuild their house, who can't just say, okay, let me just go get another house. So we want to pray for those who are homeless on tonight due to the fires. And so we want to pray for them on tonight, keep them in our prayers. We also want to keep Panama City, Florida in our prayers on tonight. I'm just happy to say that Survivors Global Ministry Organization was able to connect with a few of the people who were victims of that awful hurricane that came through there, and we were able to give gift cards. And so we thank God for, you know, the little bit that we were able to do. And so, you know, every little bit helps. Amen. So we thank God for the little bit that we were able to give. Amen. And so we also thank God that we were also able to give some gift cards as well for the Thanksgiving giveaway. And so we just thank God for what he has given us so that we would be able to help others. It's all about helping one another, you know. You know, one thing that I have learned is that people allow pride to get in the way. My whole thing is that if you need it, just ask for it. And I know, it's, you know, people, they hold on to their pride, and it's not working. When you have a family to feed, you have children to take care of, you don't have no room for pride. You got to take care of them children, you know. And so I just continue to pray for those who are walking in the spirit of pride, who know they need to help. November the 15th will be the last day that we will be giving out gift cards. November the 15th will be which is a couple of days from now. We had this open for almost, I think, a month now. We had it open in October, and we started in October. So Thanksgiving is coming up. I know there are a lot of other organizations that are out here that are going to be feeding on Thanksgiving. We pray. And we stand in partnership with those organizations. We're praying because it's a lot of homeless people out here. There are a lot of homeless people out here, a lot of people out here that need food, that need assistance, that need shelter. So, you know, SGM, we're here to do what we can do. You know, like I said, every little bit helps. And so we're here to give what we can that and provide what we can provide. So in saying all that, I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to the Straight to the Point. I want to thank the Hembricks for holding down a fort, Elder Hembrick and Lady Capitol Hembrick for holding down a fort last Monday. I went back and listened to the show, and you guys did an outstanding job, just outstanding. Thank you so much for standing in for me while I was in Boston. Boston was absolutely amazing at the actual book signing and the 30-year ministry for my brother, my friend, Bishop Hobson. Bishop Hobson, I've been friends for a while. My brother, he came down to actually, he's from Maryville. He's from New York. And but Bishop Hobson has been living in Baltimore, Maryland for 17 years. And so, but he came down to where I live at in the D.C. area, and he preached a few conferences for me. And since then, me and him been tight, like wet on rice or brown on rice, all depending on how you prefer your rice, brown, fried, white, whatever. You know, everybody got their preference. But we've been tight, you know, ever since then. And so I'm proud of him. My brother been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations, and to see that God has lifted him up out of the muck and the mire, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I'm always there to support people who, definitely people who have really, really had it hard. You know, we got to support each other, you know. We got to support each other. We got to not just say, you know, the thing to give me is that, you know, real friends show up. We can't just say, I got you, but don't show up. You know, show up. You know, don't just say, I got you. You know, the thing that get me is when people are going through, this is one thing that kind of gets under my skin, this irks me. When people put stuff on social media and say, we need help, or no, they say that, you know, we had a catastrophe. We've been going through, and somebody say, and somebody respond and say, let me know if you need help. Excuse me, they already just said they needed help. I don't like that. You know, my whole thing is, if a person come on social media and say they've been going through this, they've been going through that, they don't, why would you respond, let me know if you need help? They telling you they need help. That's not the right response. The right response is, give me your number. Let me know where you located. I got you. I'm about, not just that I got you, but I'm about to send you something. You know, that's the right response. Or another one is, oh, I'm praying for you. Let me know if you need anything. They letting you know they need something if they telling you they might have just lost their house, or, you know, somebody done got killed, or they don't know what they're going to do. You know, the last thing they want to hear you say is, let me know if you need anything. They just put it out there that they needed something. So your answer should never be, let me know if you need anything. They put it out there that they do need something. Just the mere fact them being brave enough to come on social media and put their business out there and tell you all that they're going through, and you turn around and say, let me know if you need anything. Dude. Gal, you know, guys and gals, G-A-L-S, girls, and guys, G-U-Y-S, boys, you know, dudes, men, dolls, D-O-L-S, girls. Look, we got to be better and be able to discern and stop this fake me out offering help. That's fake me out offering help when you say, let me know if you need anything. No, they need something. When you see people out there begging and you know, out there, don't wait for them to come up and ask you. You see them out there. You see them hungry. You see them freezing outside. Don't hardly have coats on, shoes on. Don't be talking about, I'm waiting for them to come and ask me for help. You see they need help. Go give it to them, you know. And so anyways, I'm praying for all of us, okay? All of us have been guilty of that, okay? And so I'm praying for all of us that we will be able to better discern the times, that we would be able to better discern when people are really going through, and that we would immediately act upon it. Because there is no way, I mean, I think the same people came on social media about the Panama City, Florida thing. And I saw people saying, let me know if you need anything, to the person. And the person just came on it and said that they needed something, that they needed help. So, I mean, you know, we got to do better. Amen. It takes more than a village to raise anybody. You need a nation. It takes nations to come together and stamp out poverty, to stamp out, to eradicate poverty, to eradicate you know, the things that are trying to hold people down. Amen. We got to come together as a unit. Amen. So that's not the word tonight, but I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about refined, well-refined, well-refined. So tonight's show is going to, I'm not going to be before you guys long. I promise you that. I promise you that I'm not going to be before you long. I want to talk about being refined. The definition of refined meaning about simply means the adjective means with impurities or unwanted elements having been removed by a process, meaning that you went through a process in order to become purified or to be for something to be eradicated out of you or from you or something that was there that was unwanted. You went through a process to be it means to be cultivated, to be cultured, developed, improved. That's what refined means. Refined means. And if you look at the Christian walk, you know, in order for God to get us to a place of being refined, he allows us to go through certain trials and certain tribulations. He allows us to go through the furnace. I'm thinking about Jeremiah. And I text him coming out of Psalm 66, but I'm thinking about Jeremiah 18, where God told the prophet to go to the potter's house. And when he went to the potter's house, he saw that the potter was making clay and he was spinning it on a wheel. But the potter saw that the first batch that he made, it was marred. That means that it was messed up, that it was tainted. Amen. It was contaminated. Amen. And so he had to do it all over again. And so when I think about being refined, I think about the process and the things that we have to go through in life so God can get us to a place where we can be who he had called us to be, who he had seen us or saw us when he had put us in our mother's womb. Because remember that God already saw us of what we was going to be when he put us in our mother's womb. Amen. When he had a thought of us in his mind, he already saw the ending from the beginning. Amen. He already saw what we were going to become. Amen. So he deals with us. God deals with us on what on our end result. He deals. That's why people want to know why God can forgive you and why God can grace you. It's because he knows your ending. Amen. He don't get upset because he knows the end result. That's why it says that he is the first and the last. He is the author and the finisher. Amen. He is the beginning and he is the end. That's because when he created you, he already saw what you were going to become. And that's why he can forgive you, because he knows that you're going to make mistakes. He knows that you're going to have some shortcomings. He knows that you're going to make some bad decisions. But he also knows that in all of that, it's making you. It's making you to be what he already foreknew and foresaw your ending was what was going to be. Amen. So I come to encourage somebody on tonight. You may be going through something. I want you to know that God is not the least bit of surprise about your downfalls or your failures, or he's not the least bit surprised about your bad decisions. He's not the least bit surprised about your wrong turns. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that according to Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are the called according to his purpose, that the good, the bad, and the ugly is working out for your good. It's working out so that you would be the finished product of being refined. Amen. That means that everything that is in that soul, all the hurt, all the pain, all that got to be thrust out of you. All that has to be, you have to be delivered from a lot of that childhood hurt, a lot of that childhood pain. Amen. And being delivered and being healed, it doesn't feel good. Amen. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be crushed. It doesn't feel good to be pressured. And a lot of times God allows some things to come into our lives to crush some stuff up out of us, to kill some stuff up out of us so that we can die to ourselves, and it doesn't feel good. And I want to tell somebody on tonight, don't get upset. Don't get dismayed. God got you in the refinery. Hallelujah. He got you in the refinery where he's refining you so that you would be who he saw you to be when you was a thought in his mind before he put you in your mama's womb. Amen. And so refine simply means to dwell out the impurities or any unwanted elements, having been removed by processing. And we talk about a little bit about processing, meaning that, you know, before we can walk in our wealthy place, that we have to go through a process before we can be the great, and before that we can before we can walk in the maturity of what he has called us to walk in, we have to go through what is called a process. I always, when I think about the process, I think about the cake. If you bake a cake, a lot of times the top always looks done. But how you know a cake is done is when you stick a little toothpick inside of it, and when you stick the toothpick inside of it and take the toothpick out, it's not wet. You know, it's not wet. It's dry. That's how you know that the cake is done. And a lot of times people look done on the outside, but in the inside, they're still undone. Amen. And so in this season of what you've been feeling, a lot of you've been feeling, and leading into 2019, almost at the end of 2018, what you've been feeling is God has put you in a fiery furnace. Amen. He's baking you. Amen. He's baking you. He's refining you. He's taking you through the furnace so that you will come out as pure gold. Let's go to Psalm 66. I'm gonna tell you why. Amen. Why God is doing it. Let's go to Psalm 66. 66. I'm reading out of the Amplified on tonight, just so you'll know, Amplified, starting with 8. This was a song of Psalm. It says, bless our God, O people. Give him grateful thanks and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who put and kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You refined us and you purified. You brought us into the net, the prison's fortress, the dungeon. You laid a heavy burden upon our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads when we were prostrate. We went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us out into a broad, moist place to abundance and refreshment and the open air. Amen. So the King James Version say, let's go to 12. The King James Version say, you have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. He brought you out to a wealthy place. And so, come to tell a lot of you all on tonight, I got a lot of people who want to call, who going to replay this message back. And I want you to know that God has not forgotten your promise. God has not forgotten what he has spoken to you. A lot of you, God has stated that he was going to take you to a wealthy place. A lot of you, God has stated that you were going to own businesses, you were going to own ministries, that your children were going to be blessed, and your children's children were going to be blessed, that you would be able to leave an inheritance for your children. I come to tell you on tonight that God has not forgotten his promise, and that God had to get you to a place of refinement so that you would be able to handle the blessing, so that you would be able to walk in your wealthy place. As the psalmist wrote and was singing the song, he said that, God, you allow us to go through all of these things. You brought us through all of these things. He said that you, oh God, you proved us. He said you tried us and as silver, meaning that, God, you allowed us to go through some trials. We went through some tribulations. There's been times when we thought that it just wasn't going to happen. But, God, you continually to keep us. You continually to have us to keep going. You continually to wake us up and wake us up in the morning and say, do it again, try it again. And God, you was with us pretty much. And then he says that, and I'm reading from the Amplified, he said, you brought us out the net. You brought us out of prisons. And in many instances, in the spiritual realm, he's talking about bondages in your mind. And a lot of times when you're building and you're trying to build businesses, when you're trying to build ministries, when you're trying to work and move forward into a place of prosperity, or, even in ministry, when you're trying to grow spiritually, the enemy will attack your mind and make you feel, if you're not strong enough, will imprison your mind. Amen. There's no worse feeling than being imprisoned in your mind. It's worse to be imprisoned in your mind than it is to be imprisoned physically. One thing that I loved about Paul said, I may be in a prison physically, but I'm free in my mind. Amen. And so what he was saying was that if you're free in your mind, that even if you're in prison or if you in the physical containment, that nothing can stop your praise, nothing can stop your joy. Amen. Because to be free in your mind is a joy that nobody can take away. And so what the psalmist was saying, that Lord, you even freed us from prison. Amen. You brought us out of the dungeon. You laid a heavy, you laid a heavy burden upon our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads, meaning that when we were prostrate, meaning that even he allowed the arrows not to stab you. Amen. A lot of you have been betrayed, but God allowed you to keep going, allowed you to keep on moving, allowed you to keep on checking. And so, and a lot of you are still alive. A lot of you God has delivered you and healed you from sicknesses and diseases. A lot of you have escaped premature death. A lot of you should be dead. I'll never forget, I was in a car years ago. I mean, I got so many stories of I should have been dead, but this one particular story, years ago, I was in a car with a friend of mine, and we were driving. Actually, it was my car. She was driving, and I was on the passenger side, and this guy came up to the car, and he was being real, stupid, and I was being stupid, and I threw a drink on him and all that. And don't you know, the dude pulled out a gun and shot, but it didn't hit me. It hit my tie, but it didn't even flat my tie. Amen. Glory to God. And so what I'm trying to say is that, that God has kept a lot of us from death. Amen. Because he got a plan for our lives. And I'm sure I'm not the only one with a testimony like that, that it's been plenty of times that many of you all, if you can think back in your childhood, think about some of your teenage years when God had his hand on you, when you know you should have been dead, when you know you should have been the one. Everybody else may have died around you, but you should have been the one that's dead, because you know how you was. And so you can look back and say, God, you kept me. You can look back and you can say, God, you kept me. It could have been me sleeping in the grave, but you made my enemies behave. Basically, this is what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, you kept me. You allowed the arrows not to touch me. They were thrown. The weapons were formed. The arrows went forth, but they didn't touch me. God, you kept me. You put your angels around me to keep me, because you had a plan for my life. And so I come to tell somebody on tonight that don't worry about it. Ain't no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you're going to get to your wealthy place. You're going to get to the place of being refined. You're going through a process of refinement so that you can get to your wealthy place, so that you can get to your promise. And everything that you've been through in life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sad, is preparing you for that place of wealthiness. And I'm not just talking about money. When I say your wealthy place, I'm talking about every area of your life being fulfilled. Fulfillment. That's what I mean by wealthy place. A place of fulfillment in every area of your life. And so the psalmist goes on to say, he said, you caused men to ride over our heads when we were prostrate. We went through fire and we went through the water, but you brought us out into a broad, moist place, to abundance and refreshment and the open air. That's just plain and simple. A lot of you all on tonight, you're trying to figure what's going on. What is happening? And God said, I'm just simply refining you. He said, I'm refining you. I'm getting rid of all those impurities, all those things that will hinder you from when I do take you to the place and give you what I want to give you, what I promise you, that you won't get the big head. He said, I got to get some stuff out of you. I got to get you to a place where you're walking in integrity and that you'll be integral in your dealings with people. I got to get you to a place where that when I give it to you that you won't walk in pride. He said, I got to get you to a place where when I give it that when I give it to you that you will be able to give back and help somebody else. He said, because if I don't purify you, allow you to go through the fire and the furnace to burn off some stuff. And a lot of times we got some stuff in us that we think that we're delivered from. And God said, and I still see some stuff in there. And it takes me back to Jeremiah 18, where the potter saw that the clay was marred, and so he had to make it over again. Jeremiah didn't see that it was marred. The prophet didn't see it, but the potter, who was the maker. So a lot of times we don't see what's inside of us that's marred. A lot of times the prophet missed it. A lot of times the pastor missed it. A lot of times the mentor missed it. But God sees everything. He knows everything. He knows the very intents of our heart. Amen. I come to tell somebody that it's okay, that you're going to get to the place of purpose. You're going to get to the place of promise. God is just refining you. He's refining you so when you get to that place, when you achieve that goal, when you get to that place of promise, when you get to that place of purpose, that you will be able to help somebody else. There will be no motives. There will be no false intent. It will be pure love. Amen. Glory to God. And when you get there, you're going to give him the glory, you're going to give him the honor, and you're going to give him the praise, and you ain't going to be afraid. You're not going to be ashamed, and you're not going to care who it is. Amen? You're going to be able to say, it was the Lord that done this thing, and I give him all the praise, I give him all the honor, and I give him all the glory. Hallelujah. He's trying to get you to a place where you're well-refined. Well refined means that there is no more impurities. There's no more contamination. You know, amen, glory to God. He's trying to get you to a place of well refinement so that you know, and let me thank you, Holy Spirit. He's taking me back to contamination because a lot of us have been contaminated, and we carry that spirit of contamination. And if we carry that spirit of contamination to where the place where God is taking us, we're going to contaminate it. So God said, I can't allow you to contaminate it. I can't allow you to contaminate them, him or her. And so I got to continually take you through the process of refinement. And that's what a lot of you are feeling on in this season. In this season, you're feeling refinement. You're feeling a stretching and a pulling. And God said, I'm refining you so I can take you to your wealthy place. But I want you to get excited because I'm about to tell you what God said. He said, in this next season, hallelujah, glory to God, the wealthy place is near you. Amen. He said, you're almost there. If you keep pressing, if you keep pushing, and don't look back, and don't look at the process, don't look at how long it's taken. Don't look at who lost. Don't look at who lied. Don't look at who has betrayed. He said, I want you to look. straight ahead, and I want you to look unto me, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep looking up. And there was a psalm in Psalms 121 where David said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help and my strength, because all of my help coming from the Lord. He got to get into your mind. He got to get into your heart that you know, that you know, that you know that at the end of the day, that all of my help comes from the Lord. Stop looking for people to come and rescue you. Stop looking for people to get you out of this and to get you out of that. God said you, everything that is inside of you, he said he already put inside of you everything you need to be all that you can be. You just got to trust him. You got to be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, and know that your labor is not in vain. He said, I'm just refining you. I'm purifying you. I'm purging you. I'm molding you. I'm shaping you. I'm making you, hallelujah, to my likeness. So when I give it to you, glory, hallelujah, my God, you will appropriate things the right way. So I come to encourage somebody on tonight, and I'm about to end. I just come to simply tell you to get ready. You about to walk into it. You're not that far from it. Amen. You just can't walk. Get the doubt out your mind. Get the doubt out your mind. Get the doubt out your mind. Let me say it again. Get the doubt out your mind. Stop listening to the naysayers. Stop getting caught up on what you see in the natural, because the thing that God is doing is in the spirit, and the natural eyes cannot even be, is not even able to contain, or is not even able to even discern. The natural eye is not able to discern what God is doing, because God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and must worship him in truth. You got to be able to be in the spirit to see what the God of the spirit is doing in these last days. Amen. So I want to encourage you on tonight to let you know that just chill out. You're being refined. Amen. You're being refined so that you will be well refined. Glory to God. I said you're being refined so that you will be well refined. Now that means that you're done. That thing is done. That cake is done. Amen. You went through the furnace, and you're looking real shiny right about now. You're looking real glittery and glamorous right now. And I'm talking about in the spirit realm. Glory to God. You've been tried, and then you've been true. Amen. Meaning that no devil, no demon will be able to stop you. Amen. Because you know who you are, and nobody will be able to shake or break you or make you even bend, because you know who you are. Amen. God is putting you in a place where you are a formidable force that nobody, no naysayers, nothing nobody posts on social media, none of that stuff will be able to bother you, will be able to shake you, will even be able to grab your attention, because you so know who you are. That means that you've been well refined. I come to tell somebody on tonight, get ready to shout, get ready to dance, because you're about to walk into your wealthy place of being well refined. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open the lines.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, that was powerful. Let's give God a praise. Let's take a praise break, Doc, for a second here. One more praise break. God is awesome. Oh, man. Wow. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, we're going to open up the lines. So we're going to mention only your last four digits for your privacy, and we're going to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our first caller is one of the most famous on the planet, 4489. You're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. God is so good. What a powerful word tonight. What a powerful word tonight. Refine. That word is just so powerful, because if you just sit back and you just wait on the Lord, then He'll give you what you want. But if you get in a hurry and try to hurry him, but you can't hurry God, no way. But you want him to do this right now. But tonight, hearing that word refine means that God has worked it out. All you just have to do is stop and just wait.
Right.
Yeah. Like the Bible says, well, you know, as I said, wait on the Lord. Then again, I say, wait on Him. My God. So you know, my mind is filled with a lot of stuff, but just hearing that word refine, knowing that, you know, I'm speaking for myself, because I always try to speak for myself about myself, but like anybody else, God is refining me right now.
Yes, hallelujah.
Refining me right now, and I know it because I can feel His presence.
I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I know
that He's moving, and I have learned how to wait and not be so much in a hurry, because I know that God is gonna have to take all this other stuff that's trying to hinder me or hinder myself and my wife, or trying to hinder us. God is getting all that stuff out of the way. So when that door opens up, we're gonna be able to walk right in that door. We're not gonna have no pride. We're not gonna be selfish.
Right.
We're not gonna be selfish. We're just gonna walk in the door that God has us to walk into. I don't know what the door is, but I'm waiting and anticipating for that door to open up. And I know when it opens up, God's going to step us right on in there. It's going to be glory. It's going to be a glorious moment in the Lord, because in the spirit it's going to be glorious. But our hearts and our minds is going to be glad. We're not going to be boasting about anything that God is doing, because we give God all the credit for what He's doing and what He's going to do. So refining tonight, that was a powerful word there tonight, and that word was for us. That word was for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Praise God.
That word was for us tonight, because, you know, we are being refined.
Refined, yeah.
You know, and God is building us up to where He wants to be.
Yeah.
And praise God, we're taking one step at a time, one day at a time. We're taking
Amen.
It as God gives it to us. Now, you know, we're not in a hurry to do nothing. We're just waiting on the Lord. Because I have to say this again. I repeat myself. I have to say this again. I know that when that door opens up, we're going to be, we'll walk right on into it. We're going to be real.
Oh,
just,
y'all going
to
be, that's
you
right.
Know,
y'all going to be ready.
It's gonna
that's
be a
right.
Smooth transition. It's gonna
yes,
be a smooth
it is.
Transition.
It
you
is.
Know, so God bless the Lord. You know, my wife is she's not talking tonight. She went to therapy today, and they kind of worked out real good today.
They worked out. She being refined. God getting her ready.
She's been refined.
Yeah,
he
is. Yes,
sure,
she is. Amen. Very appropriate word tonight for her. Amen.
It really is, because I'm really proud of her too. When she goes in there, she just goes all out. She just goes an extra mile.
Awesome.
She gives me fine. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Is.
Thank the Lord for that. Well, those who know the word for prayer, continue to pray for us when we do the same thing for you.
Amen. You guys are definitely my prayers, and I want to thank you all again, you and Prophetess, for holding down the folk last week. Y'all did a great job. I went back, and I was able to listen to it. So thank you so much. God bless y'all. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you as well.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. What a great call from the Hembricks. I love it. Oh, we got one of the best brothers on the planet there, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. Dr. Henderson. This is the last four digits. It's 1101. You're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you, bro.
Yo, what's up? What's up? My brother for another mother. What's going down? Yo, what's up, little sis? Yo,
Jermaine, how are you?
I'm chilling, sis. Chilling. Well, I just got on, right? And I'm a quick learner. I mean, I quick when I pick up things real quick. And when the brother was talking about, you know, it's not God, it's the worst God, let me tell you something. It's good to pray about, like, you know, okay, for example, right? You're looking for an apartment, right? And you ask God, say, Lord, I'm asking you to bless me with this apartment, right? So that guy said, okay, cool. God asked you your prayer to get that apartment, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he said, I'm sorry. But he said, God, what happened to my apartment? Huh? What happened to my apartment? Right? But at the same time, right, you'll always be saying like this. There's prayer, then there's action, right? If you pray to God for that apartment, you have to put in action to look for that apartment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you put action to look for that apartment, you might don't know. God might open the doorway for you to get that apartment. But at the same time, it cannot be lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You cannot be. And let me tell you something. The more you ask God, the more your breath is going to be held back more and more and more and more and more. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, take a chill pill, do what you have to do, and you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. Because for me right now, right, I did look for an apartment, right? And, you know, I sent my application. Okay, come on, Jermaine. I put an application in Thursday, and they sent me the next day, on Friday. Like, I mean, Kev can tell you that. All that kind of stuff, right? But for some reason, right, the rent is too high, right? So these people expect me to pay about $207, right? Including I have cable, electricity, all that kind of stuff, and they come up to about $300, right? And the income I'm getting, right, let me tell you something, the income I'm getting is not that much to pay because you know what I'm saying? Because I need some food to send my refrigerator. Hello. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. So I went back to the place, took the money back, all that kind of good stuff, right? And now, right now, I'm searching for another apartment, right? But at the same time, I'm doing the same thing, right? You know, put the application in, put the fee in or whatever, and put on the waiting list, right? And at the same time, I prayed to God, the Lord, I did ABC, you know, searching for an apartment, ask you to bless me with that apartment, right? And if God sees me doing that, guarantee I will get that apartment because when I pray for God for that, you know, pray to God for that apartment, I put some action to it, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff because, you know what I'm saying, God gave me the apartment, right? But at the same time, for me, you go get it and put some action to it and stuff like that, especially in relationships, right? If he's taking for somebody with pressure in your life or that kind of good stuff, nothing wrong, you know, having somebody special in your life, all that kind of good stuff. I say, Lord, I'm actually blessing with somebody real special, right? But at the same time, God was blessing with somebody real special, but at the same time, you know, sticking in your fire. You know what I mean? You cannot be just be lazy and expect the Lord to drop the person on your lap. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to put action and stuff like that. Because if you stay home, your wife or your husband might be somewhere looking for you, but at the same time, you're at home chilling. You know what I mean? All that kind of good stuff. So right now, I'm seeking for the apartment, you know, for next month because apparently the landlord wants me to move out. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I need one more month to, you know, find me a place. It ain't going to take me too long. But at the same time, you know, I'm putting action. And matter of fact, I went online looking for a different apartment that I got good stuff. And, you know what I'm saying, so right now, I'm supposed to this lady who works at the apartment complex. And like all good stuff in North Carolina, I'm gonna put action. So I pray to God before the end of this year, you know, I'll be approved once again, like I did at the other place, and get things started, get to my new place and stuff like that. So basically, that's all I just want to say right quick. You feel me?
Okay, amen. You're absolutely correct. You know, when we pray for stuff, we gotta act on it. A lot of times, you know, God calls me. We have to act on some things. I mean, I think that what Elder was pretty much, we were talking about when God is doing something in us. That's what Elder was saying, the caller before me. He was saying, wait. He was saying in general that the title of the message was well refined. So a lot of times God is doing something in us and wants us to get to a place before he gives us things. Just like maybe in your situation, you know, God have not really have you waiting, because you really wasn't waiting. You put in applications, but you know, like you said, the first time it was a little too high. So God is probably preparing you to take you to another place. Maybe it's not that one. Maybe he's going to give you another one. But a lot of times when God is going to give us something better, he has to prepare us for that place. You know what I mean? So that's what Elder was saying, pretty much, being prepared and God doing something inside of us to get us to, so that when we get to a place that we're supposed to get to, that we'll be able to handle it. Even in a relationship, before, you know, God gives you his best, he got to prepare you for that person. You know what I mean? Not that you're waiting, but at the end of the day, I mean, what I mean by waiting, you're not just sitting around. You prayed and you just sitting around for it to drop out of the sky. You know, of course, you got to go out. You got to be seen. You got to go, like you say, your favorite, your video store, you know, and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, you want to be prepared for that. You want to make sure that you're prepared. You got some things going on. You know, you got some things going on spiritually and in the natural. Amen. So, yeah. So we be praying for you that God will open up a door, that he will bless you with the place in which you would be able to live. You know, enjoy it, be in a nice place, and you'll be able to live. What I mean by live is you'll be able to take care of your other needs as well. Amen?
Of course.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
All right, sis.
Okay.
All right. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. I love it.
Amen.
Great.
So, is Elder still on? I want him to talk about his business.
Amen. Elder, your line is open.
We're going to shift to the business segment. We're right on time. We're going to shift to the business segment of the show. And, Elder, I want you to talk about the business that you and your wife have.
Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank everyone tonight. First of all, we have the Alpha and Omega ABC covering books, which are out and they're ready to be sold. And we also have some at home for anyone who's in the neighborhood or in the DMV area that can give us a call on area code 301-875-9329. We can be reached on that number. It's our cell number. Also, you can also call Zulon Press. You can just direct order. The number is 866-909-BOOK. That's 866-909-BOOK. That book number is 2665. I'm sorry, 2665. Also, on your YouTube, look on YouTube, and you can see a video of the children, and it talks about the book. It's a really good video. You'll really enjoy the video for your little kids, and they really have good music to listen to, so you really enjoy the video. So we encourage you to get up and get that book. It's getting close to Christmas now. Thanksgiving is next week, and Christmas is right after that. So we want to encourage you to go out and get a book for your children, not only for your children, but get one for yourself. So afterwards, you and your children can have Bible study together one evening after school or one Saturday or whenever, you know, when you get the time, take some time out and read the Bible, read the book, and it's from A to Z. Start with Adam and all the way down to Zion. So, you know, God is good. So, you know, I encourage you to get the book. And also, on Wednesday nights, it's not a business, but on Wednesday night, I'd like to also invite you to come and join us on the Moving Mountain Prayer Line. That's every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And the number is 515-739-6293, and the code number is 341-909. That's 515-739-6293, code number 341-909. sign, pound, push the pound sign, and someone to be there when you get there. Praise God. God is good, and that's all we have tonight. We just want to also, we just want to talk about Lady Hembrick, Barbara Hembrick. She's going to be having, be writing another book. She's going to have a book. She's about, almost about ready to complete this next book, and it's going to be coming out very soon, hopefully in the next, real soon, I'll put it that way. And she's working on it, and she's, you know, she's going to be having that book out. So that'll be coming up at a later date. We'll talk more about that at a later date. But we just want to encourage you to get that Alpha and Omega Culling book. Alpha and Omega Bat Culling book. And it's a really awesome book. It's written and published by, you know, Lady Hembrick. It's a good book. And our scripture is, all thy children should be taught of the Lord, and greatly should be the peace of thy children. That's found in Isaiah 54, chapter, verse 13. We want to thank you so much for this time. That's all I can think of right now. God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Amen.
Dr. Vaughn, there's some static.
Amen. We got you back on now, Doc.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Do you hear me? There's some static.
I do. We hear you. Yes, ma'am. We do. Yeah, we do hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. All right. I don't know why I was just talking. I didn't even know I was on mute. But amen. But Elder, that's awesome. The great things that you and your wife are doing. Encourage Prophetess Hembrick and writing her next book. I'm excited about her books. The first book, the child's book, is really good. My granddaughter and I even enjoyed it. You know, I read children's
Amen.
Books too,
Amen.
And so I even enjoyed it as well. And have you guys promoted it on Web Talk yet? I think I did see it on Web Talk. But what about Twitter. I don't know if you guys have a Twitter account, but you can do it on Twitter, Instagram. I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram, but we haven't gotten on Twitter yet. Huh?
Okay.
It's on Web Talk, though. It's on Web Talk, on Facebook, and now it's out in the public.
Okay, awesome. So, email me the email it to our to my mailing list. Email me the book information, the actual copy of the book, and I'm going to email it to my mailing list people. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
It's about the kingdom, and so I'm excited about what Prophetess is doing and how God is using her. She has so many gifts, and so I know she also got some nonprofits in her. In her bosom, amen. In her belly, and so we're excited about those nonprofits as well, amen. All right, God bless you guys. Kevin, what you got going on over there? Hey, Kevin, are you still doing the nutritional sprays? I know Brazilian vitamin sprays.
Yes, ma'am, we sure are. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listening to Dr. Henderson on our Straight to the Point Spotlight business segment. And yes, Dr. Henderson, we have an awesome, awesome network as well called MLT Networks, ladies and gentlemen, MLT Networks. And as Dr. Henderson mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, we have our health and wellness segment where we help you stay healthy. We believe in good health, and we have some awesome spray technology now for your vitamins specifically. Of course, you can get more details. I am not a doctor, so you have to get more information from your doctor, but we want to let you know that the vitamin D and B12 everybody needs on the planet, we have it on our health and wellness segment on mltnetworks.net. That's one of our segments. The other areas are internet radio program, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a part of the network and you want to have a show, you want to have a network on our network, like Dr. Henderson, we do offer services for you on the internet radio network, which is a global network, ladies and gentlemen, as well. So we have internet radio. We have our health and wellness segment. We also, too, Dr. Henderson, have our financial strategy and planning, where we work also, too, as our business comes up. We work with Dr. Henderson in the area of financial strategy and planning to help you grow as well. We have business consulting. We also work with Dr. Henderson in that area. We have technology consulting, ladies and gentlemen. If you're starting a new business and don't know what technology you may need to get kicked off, we can help you there. And then last but not least, we have our empowerment series and planning, where we help nonprofits and anybody who needs a little help in their empowerment and also in their fundraising. We help them in that area as well, Dr. Henderson. That website for everybody across the planet, mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Back to you. I love it.
You're welcome. I need to get some samples.
I'll send them to you.
I need to get some, what was that?
I'll send them to you.
Yep. What was that Miller was taking, and he was up all night long? Was that the vitamin
B12? Yeah, that's the vitamin B12. Yeah, that's the B12. Yeah, everybody on the planet needs B12 and D3. And the best technology right now is spray and what they call microgel. So I'm going to be sending you one of each, Dr. Henderson, for on the microgel so you can check it out.
Mr. Microgel, can you tell us some more about Mr. Microgel?
What they've done is we used to have the sprays, right? But what they do, you know, they always have to come out with new technology. But the absorption rate is the key. One of the keys to any of the vitamins, ladies and gentlemen, is the absorption rate. And there's actually a physician's absorption rate. It tells you whether pills are effective, the liquids, the patch, and the shot. So the best technology or the best way to get your vitamin D and your B12 is through the spray or the microgel technology. Now, the new microgel technology, for example, the sprays, I used to take those. You had to take 5 a day on the sprays, Dr. Henderson. Now, with the new microgel, which also has Liposun in it, I only take 2 sprays a day. So that's pretty cool. So instead of 5, I take 2. So the new technology actually absorbs a lot faster into your bloodstream and helps you out as well. But, again, all that information, ladies and gentlemen, is on the website as well under the vitamin network. We want you guys to do your research, read up on it, and, of course, check in with your doctors as well. Very, very important that you check with your doctor in these areas. So that's on mltnetworks.net. But everybody on the planet needs B12 and D3 every day because we don't get enough of it through our foods, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. But if you need the supplement, that D3 and B12 is going to really help you out a whole lot, ladies and gentlemen. But, again, we want to encourage you to, you know, understand where you're at. Another thing, too, Doc, we do tell people to do is get their blood work done. As a reference, one of the first things I had to do is get my blood work done to see where I was deficient at for my doctor. So that's the first thing you really want to do, ladies and gentlemen. Get your blood work done. See where you're deficient because you may not need B12. You may not need D3. You may need another vitamin. So your blood work will tell you that, and your doctor, of course, can help you from that angle as well. But for more information about the microgels, ladies and gentlemen, and the spray technology is at mltnetworks.net. So, yeah, Doc, I'm going to send you some samples. No problem.
I got an actual question. We got to get – am I still on that? Am I still in there in the thing?
What's that now? What's that, Doc? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I signed up under you years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Am I still a part of it? I don't know.
You probably are. Yeah, you probably are, most likely, yeah, because I think, pretty much.
I
have to see what your account
answer.
Number is. Yeah, I'll see if I can find that. Yeah, because they did switch over to the new system, so.
We need to bring Elvis in, and we need to bring Jermaine in so they can get some extra income.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we'll
just share that detail with them.
Everybody is into the health thing now. Everybody is into
absolutely.
The health. I think we need to awaken this back up. We need to awaken this back up. And I think we need to press forward with this.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do whatever it takes. Yeah, exactly. So be glad to share that with you.
Send me my number. So I'm about to open.
Yeah, well, I'll look it up. I'll look it up and see if we can find that for you. If not, I'll call the company and see if they're still in this
because,
system.
Because
I had to do that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because God put that in my spirit. You know, I haven't brought this up in years, so you know it's the Lord. And a lot of people are dealing with health issues, and they're looking for a natural way. I mean, we're not doctors, but at the end of the day, you know, if we can provide the vitamins that they need, you know, in the liquid form, it's not in the liquid form. I mean, if people don't like taking pills. Then, we got the product that they need, you know, to do what they need to do to invigorate their bodies, and you know, I think that we need to put this back out there, and I want to bring the Hendricks in, and I want to bring Jermaine. We got you. We're gonna help you get some money, and we're gonna help you. We're gonna help you with your finances, and we're gonna help you in every area of your life.
Absolutely,
Jermaine.
Absolutely.
Amen. All right. So send me the information.
Amen.
All right. And what else you got going on, Kevin?
Yeah, that's it right now, Doc. We do have some other projects going on. We'll share those with you a little later. I actually got a couple of inventions I'm working on. We're looking at some land also, too, down here in Georgia. I think I mentioned to you about Dr. Henderson. That's going well.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that going. So keep praying for us on that. I'm working with a developer and one of the top architectures that actually he's built some cities before. So I had the pleasure of meeting him. So he's looking over everything that I gave him to look at, and I'm waiting for him to give us the next step. We're getting ready also to take another trip back down to talk to the mayor of the city that we're looking at buying about 27 properties on. So we'll continue to pray and that we get that land. And, of course, you'll know more about that as we progress in that area. But our goal is to purchase this land and build it up as the Lord showed us. So I'm excited, very excited about that. And we're just going to keep it moving.
All right. Well, don't give up too much information. I don't want nobody to go behind your back.
Yeah, exactly. I understand.
Try to sell.
Yeah, I understand. Amen.
You got some seeds out here, but God is definitely giving you a vision to do something great. And I'm glad that Virtue Consulting Company, which is my company, Virtue Consulting Company will be a part of your vision.
Yes, ma'am.
And you moving forward and building something great. You know, he hired us, Virtue Consulting Company, to do some consultant work for him in that area. So I thank God for you. And I'm excited about what God is going to do for you in that area. But we're not going to tell too much because you got some dream killers and some dream stillers. And some folks who got it, who will go out and try to outdo you, you know. So we're going to just, we're going to leave it there. Amen. And so, I want to go back to, and I'm about to, I want to be off in about 5-7 minutes. I want to talk about, I'm going to be on WRRB 104.9 radio station in Boston December 1st.
Awesome.
WRBB Gospel 104.9 FM December 1st in Boston, Massachusetts at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a Saturday, I believe. And I want to be talking about my book. Can you play my commercial?
Yes, ma'am. Let me pull it up. I'll pull it up for you, let you know when it's ready here. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, why are you pulling it up? I'll be talking about my new book, Your Best Self Yet, but I'll also be talking about the last book that I wrote before this one was Misguided Affection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
We're ready
about,
when you are, Doc.
Okay, go ahead and play.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point.
The highly anticipated new book is here by Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, Your Best Self Yet. It's a masterpiece. We Book Promotions gave it 5 stars. This book will change the way you look at trials, encourage you to look at adversity straight in the eye and defeat it, inspire you to greatness, and motivate you to win. A life changer. Your Best Self Yet is a reminder to never give up on your dreams. It inspires the reader to keep building and pushing until they reach the finish line. Simply win.
To get your copy today,
Go to Amazon.com, ZulonPress.com, the Apple Store, Barnes & Noble, or just email drdthministries@gmail.com, or just give us a call, 240-676-3214. Get yours today!
All right, back to you, Dr. Anderson. I love it. Woohoo!
Get yours today. Get your book, Your Best Self. Yeah, you guys can get that book by going to Amazon.com. You can go to ZulonPress.com, BarnesandNobles.com. You can go to any bookstore all over the world, internationally and domestically. You can also call me at 240-676-3214 to order your copy of Your Best Self Yet. And as I was stating, my last release, Misguided Affections, I have another book, When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens, and I got another book, I Give You Keys. And you can purchase all four of those books by going to Amazon.com, ZulonPress.com. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com and iBooks.com, or call me at 240-676-3214, or email me at drdthministries@gmail.com, or email me at dth@virtualconsultantco.com, and we would be happy to send you a copy of any one of those books. But specifically, I'm going to be, those of you who are in the Boston, Massachusetts area, I want you to tune in on December the 1st. A flyer is going to be coming out shortly. December the 1st, 2018, I'm going to be on WRBB Gospel 104.9 FM radio, a very, very prestigious radio show in Boston, Massachusetts. Everybody know about it. I mean, everybody's been on that show, so I was honored that and it was a blessing that I was approached at the ministry in Boston, Massachusetts, at the service that, you know, Mr. Kid Bro Steve came up to me and asked me to be on his show. And so to talk about my books, Misguided Affections and my book, Your Best Self Yet. So I'll be talking about both books. And so you guys, those of you who are not in the Boston area, you can always go and you can download the app. But it's WRBB 104.9 FM. And it's going to be December the 1st. I'm going to be on the show at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not Eastern Standard Time, find out what your time frame is and get on it, call in. I'll be on it for about 30 minutes. And you'll be able to call in and ask me any questions about Misguided Affections and Your Best Self Yet. And so I'm excited about that. Then I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia in December. I'll be on a TV show talking about my book, Your Best Self Yet, my new book. More information will be coming out. I want you guys to get ready. Those of you who are in the Detroit, Michigan area, I'm coming to Detroit. Yes, anybody that know me know I got a whole lot of family in Detroit, Michigan. I had two aunts. One of my aunts passed away, but all her children are still there. Then I have my other aunt, Pastor Miles. She's there. She moved back there, but her children never moved away. So got a lot of cousins and my aunt is there. We're doing a Hurting Women Heal conference, and I'm doing a book signing. I'll be doing a book signing in Detroit, Michigan, and that's going to be February the 22nd through the 24th. 2019. So I'll be in Detroit, Michigan. She wanted to do it sooner, but I mean, that was the earliest date that I can give her. So I'll be in Detroit. So those of you who are in the Detroit area, Detroit, Michigan area, surrounding Detroit, Michigan area, a flyer will be coming out soon where we're going to have this actual awesome conference, Hurting Women Heal Conference, and it'll be Hurting Women Heal Conference and my book signing. So I'm excited about I'm excited about that. Amen. So I'm excited about all the things that God is doing. I talked a little bit about my company, Virtual Consulting Company. We do so many things. We help people in so many areas as it relates to business services. As I stated, we'll be helping Kevin in his project, but we help a lot of other people in a variety of projects. We do event planning, event management. We do business strategies, business goal attainment strategies, short tactical goals, as well as strategical goals. Tactical meaning short term, strategical long term. We help people write down their missions, visions, values, statements, all types of statements. We do the whole nine yards. And so if you have a business, you need to contact us at, you need to go on our website at virtualconsultantco.com, or you can email me at dth@virtualconsultantco.com. Let us help you. We do business seminars, leadership training, recruiting, and placement. If you need temp somebody to come and work, do some temp work for you, we can help you get that, get those individuals hired and place them. We do customer service training. We do a host of things, all regarding customer service, all regarding leadership training, organizational development, things of that nature at Virtual Consulting Company. We also have SGM. You might have heard me talking about Survivors Global Ministry. It's not a church. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization in which we help the homeless. We help the poor. We help abused women and children. We help those who need a helping hand. We have a program that's called Each One, Reach One, which we go out into the community. We do outreach. Amen. We feed the homeless. We feed the poor. We have community events. We had an intervention day in June of this year. We went out and we fed people. We talked to them about helping them. We partnered with MPD. We partnered with Unity Health. We partnered with a lot of organizations that partnered with us and came out. And so Survivors Global Ministry organization is the organization that we are giving out the gift cards, okay? We're giving out the gift cards. You got to November the 15th. Then after that, we're cutting it off. And so we were able to, as I said before, the Survivors Global Ministry organization, we were able to partner with some people in Panama City, Florida, you know, those people who was hit hard by the hurricane. We were able to partner with them and give what we could give. Amen. And so we thank God for it. For our donors, those who gave, and I had to go in my pocket, but that's okay. You know, I don't look too, you know, I don't worry about stuff like that. I know that God will give it back. Amen. And so we're commanded to help the poor. We're commanded to help the widows. We're commanded to help the orphans. Amen. And so when we help the poor, we help the orphans, we help the widows, God will bless us. And so that's what it's all about. When God take us to a place, we're supposed to give back. And so I thank God that we had it to give. And so I also have a Dr. DTH Ministries, and we train, we equip leaders, ordain them. We also have, it is not a church, we counsel. We teach spiritual warfare, prophetic courses. We also do missions out of that. We do counseling and things of that nature. So the numbers for all three of those is 240-676-3214, Dr. DTH Ministries @gmail.com for Dr. DTH Ministries, for Survivors Global Ministry, it's SurvivorsGM@gmail.com, and for Virtual Consultant Company is DTH@virtualconsultantco.com or virtualconsultantco.com. That's a generic number for Virtual Consultant @co.com. Amen? And so I'm excited about all that God is doing. I'm going to have a new show for you guys on Thursday night on Eternal Life Network. Glory to God. You guys have been getting rebroadcast. So I'm going to take a new show and have a new show ready for you all on Thursday night. Okay? All right. So we're at the end of our show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all, those of you who are going to call back. Mm-hmm. Who are going to call back to listen in. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you all who have been listening by way of internet. I want to thank you all who have been listening, who hung up. I want to thank you, Dr. Vaughn, for all your help. I want to thank the Hembricks, and I want to thank all my faithful callers, Jermaine, the Hembricks, Evangelist Mays, all of those who are faithful and faithfully call in. I want to thank you. We're at the end of the show. If you don't remember anything, remember this, you're being refined to be well refined. Amen. You're being refined to be well refined. And when you get to the place of real refinement, then that's the place that God is going to take you to, your wealthy place. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. We about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you. Good night.
Lord, if I
find favor in your sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we trust that you'll join us every Monday night, Lord willing, every Monday night, Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, on the MLT Network. This is Straight to the Point. We'll see you next time. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Well, take care. We'll see you. Have a great week, everybody.